Chapter 1. Fuck. Vagina. Shit. I pointedly think these forbidden words, but my neural scan shows nothing out of the ordinary compared to when I think phonetically similar words, such as shuck, angina, or fit. I don't see any evidence of my brain being corrupted, though maybe it's already so damaged that things can't get any worse. Maybe I need another test subject, another impressionable 23-year-old youth, such as myself. After all, I might be mentally ill.
Oh, Theo, not this again, says an overly friendly, high-pitched female voice. Besides, the words do have an effect on your brain. For instance, the part of your brain responsible for disgust lights up at the mention of shit, yet doesn't for fit.
This is Fee speaking. This time, she's not a voice inside my head. Instead, it's as though she's in the thick bushes behind me, except there's no one there. I'm the only person on this strip of grass. Nobody else comes here because the edge is only a couple of feet away. Few residents of Oasis like looking at the dreary line dividing where our habitable world ends and the deserted wasteland of the goo begins. I don't mind it, though. Then again, I may be crazy. And Fee would be the reason for that. You see, I don't think Fee is real. She is, as far as my best guess goes, my imaginary friend. And her name, by the way, is pronounced Fee, but is spelled P-H-O-E. Yes, that's how specific my delusion is.
So you go from one overused topic straight into another, Fee snorts. My so-called realness.
Right, I say. Though we're alone, I still answer without moving my lips. Because I am imagining you. She snorts again, and I shake my head. Yes, I just shook my head for the benefit of my delusion. I also feel compelled to respond to her. For the record, I say, I'm sure the taboo word shit affects the parts of my brain that deal with disgust just as much as its more acceptable cousins, such as fecal matter, do. The point I was trying to make is that the word doesn't hurt or corrupt my brain. There's nothing special about these words.
Yeah, yeah.
This time, Fee is inside my head, and she sounds mocking.
Next you'll tell me how back in the day some of the forbidden words merely referred to things like female dogs, and how there are words in the dead languages that used to be just as taboo, yet they are not currently forbidden because they have lost their power. Then you're likely to complain that, though the brains of both genders are nearly identical, only males are not allowed to say vagina, etc.
I realize I was about to counter with those exact thoughts, which means Fee and I have talked about this quite a bit. This is what happens between close friends. They repeat conversations. Doubly so with imaginary friends, I figure. Though, of course, I'm probably the only person in Oasis who actually has one. Come to think of it, wouldn't every conversation with your imaginary friend be redundant since you're basically talking to yourself?
This is my cue to remind you that I'm real, Theo.
Fee purposefully states this out loud. I can't help but notice that her voice came slightly from my right, as if she's just a friend sitting on the grass next to me. A friend who happens to be invisible.
Just because I'm invisible doesn't mean I'm not real,
Fee responds to my thought.
At least I'm convinced that I'm real. I would be the crazy one if I didn't think I was real. Besides, a lot of evidence points to that conclusion, and you know it.
But wouldn't an imaginary friend have to insist she's real? I can't resist saying the words out loud. Wouldn't this be part of the delusion?
Don't talk to me out loud,
she reminds me, her tone worried.
Even when you sub-vocalize, sometimes you imperceptibly move your neck muscles or even your lips. All those things are too risky. You should just think your thoughts at me. Use your inner voice. It's safer that way, especially when we're around other youths.
Sure, but for the record, that makes me feel even nuttier, I reply.